Live from Bradenton, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster John Wehner joining us. Pirates played and fell to Boston 12-4 yesterday. John, just give us a quick recap of that game for the Pirates.
Just last couple games, not very pretty, actually. Didn't pitch very well, didn't hit very much, and it's just one of those stretches through spring training where games could get kind of ugly. We got to see Andrew Heaney for the first time yesterday against the Red Sox, and he got to camp late, and one of those situations where probably a little rusty, didn't have his best command, walked some guys, left some pitches over the heart of the plate, so he didn't last very long. And I guess the offensive standout would be G1 Bay, who's had a great camp, hit a home run, had three hits, hitting over .500 for the spring. So outside of that, really not a whole lot to talk about with yesterday's game.
John, just overall, and I know it's still early, in the spring, but on paper coming into this season, what's one thing about this team, whether, on the field or off the field, that you've noticed that gives you hope for the season or kind of reinvigorates you coming into a new season in 2025?
Well, you're always feeling optimistic going into a new season because you can always paint a picture to tell you that, this is why we're going to win. This is why we're going to do better. This is why we have a chance to go into the playoffs and maybe further. This team has enough pitching, especially starting pitching, to not only win a division but to go far in the playoffs. And I guess that would be the thing that gets me most excited. You started seeing it last year with the way Jared Jones was pitching and with the addition of Paul Skeens, and Mitch Keller had such a great first half to where, you're thinking, man, if this team can hit more, nobody's going to want to face them in the playoffs with Skeens and Jones and Keller throwing them, starting against you in a short series. And so that's kind of where we're starting this season. Obviously, we didn't know what we had with Jared Jones this time last year. We didn't know Paul Skeens was going to be Rookie of the Year and top three in Cy Young. Mitch Keller obviously is going to do his thing. He's been doing it now for several years. And so that's the thing, I guess, that gets me excited is, if we can get enough offense and win a division or even get in on a wild card, nobody's going to want to face Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller. And plus, we got more guys behind them. I didn't mention Bailey Falter and Andrew Heaney, and they're both qualified big league starters. But if there are injuries, we got a handful of guys behind them, starting pitchers-wise, that could help this club. And so, to me, the big question mark is going to be the offense. Are they going to score enough runs? Because I think they have enough pitching to take this team pretty deep into the playoffs.
Kind of in the same vein of guys who are next up or in line to get some time or to step up this year, and we're still about a month away from it, but when the final roster is made, some guys will ultimately start the year in the minors, AA or AAA, but will see time in the majors due to injuries or lack of production, may get called up to the majors. As a former player who spent time in the minors and then was called up, can you take us through the first time you were called up, what that was like, or what players who are get called up this year to the majors will be going through, and those kind of emotions that go along with that?
It's surreal. It's bizarre. I just will never forget the time that I was taken off the field. It was like the seventh inning of a game, and they took me out of the game, and I was like, that's weird. It's never happened to me before. I was in AAA up in Des Moines, Iowa, actually. Terry Collins was our manager, and I got to call it. He told me, hey, congrats, you're going to the big leagues. And so now your head just spins, and this is before cell phones, and so you're just sitting there celebrating with your teammates and this and that, and you don't even think about what's going on at home. And by the time I got around to call my mother, she's in tears because she heard news reports at home. And, and I felt bad. She's like, why did you call me? But once you walk into this clubhouse, and again, it's you're kind of walking on clouds, and then you step on the field, and, it is all just a very bizarre experience. And then when you finally get a chance to play, it's nerves like I've never felt before. I mean, you're just... you know, it's hard to even remember. It's hard to slow things down. Your head's just spinning. And so, yeah, I think it's all different for different people. But as soon as you get in a bat out of the way, or you start, if you're a pitcher, if you throw to a batter, as a hitter, you get over to bat, things start to slow down and get, but like for me, the nerves were like nothing I've ever experienced. I mean, it was just a crazy experience.
On the Hold My Cutter podcast with Greg Brown and Michael McKendry, you made a comment that kind of stuck with me, and I went back and listened to it just to make sure I got it right. But you guys were talking about, you know, starting in the minors or getting sent down or coming up, and in particular, guys who may be sent down throughout the season. You made the comment that you said the thing that you loved most about baseball was playing baseball. Can you explain that, what you meant by that? In your career, whether being in the minors or the majors or wherever you were playing?
Oh, for sure. So other than my rookie year getting called up, you know, I played almost every day at the big league level.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I was a utility player. And so, and that's a difficult thing to do, especially for a young guy that's used to playing every day. And so for me, you know, I'm in and out of the lineup. I'm playing different positions, but I'm only getting start maybe once a week, sometimes, you know, twice a month. And so you're not playing much. And it's hard to hit when you're not playing much. And so, mm-hmm. Well, naturally, I've had years where I couldn't hit at all, and other years when, you know, I hit better in that role. But so there were times where there was a need, and so they'd call somebody up and they'd send me down. So when they sent me down, you know, most people, you know, get all upset, or, you know, I didn't. It didn't bother me to get sent down because I'm a baseball player. When I get sent down, I play every day. And so even though I'm going down to AAA, the salary's a lot different, of course. But, you know, I was in the lineup every day, and I was getting paid to play baseball. At the big league level, like I said, you know, I think the most at-bats I got in a year in the big leagues was 144 or something like that. I'm going to get that in a month in the minor leagues. So for me, I was always okay with it, because I got to go play the game that I love.
John, your story is particularly interesting when it comes to the Pirates growing up in the Pittsburgh area and being a fan. We mentioned, you know, players like Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and Andrew McCutchen and Key Brian Hayes, who are current players now that a lot of people particularly watch or fans of. When you were growing up as a Pirates fan, who were some of the players that you enjoyed going to see or watching?
Well, I guess my biggest and fondest memory as a Pirate fan was the 79 team. So, you know, it's hard for me just to pick one or two guys.
Sure.
I mean, Parker and Stargell kind of stick out as, because, you know, they were the guys back then. But, you know, I love Phil Garner. I love Tim Foley. I love Bill Mella. I loved Omar Marino. I loved Candelaria and, you know, Blylevin and Robinson. And, you know, Bibby I was a big fan of Bibby and Rooker and Teak, of course. So Ed Ott and Steve Nikosia. So it's like those, I could give you every, Matt Alexander was basically a pinch runner. You know, not many people would remember that name, but yeah, I was such a huge fan. I watched every game that they had on TV, and there weren't many TV games back then. So if they weren't on TV, I'd listen to them on the radio. You know, on my front porch, you could see the tops of buildings downtown from wow. Carrick. And so I would listen to Lanny Fritteri and Milo Hamilton sitting on the porch, and, you know, and they'd call a home run, and then I could start seeing the tops of the fireworks, and I could start hearing the boom, 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 boom of the fireworks. So, you know, it kind of made me feel like I was at the game. But, yeah, that We Are Family team, 79, there's not a guy on that team that I didn't love.
Live from Bradenton, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster John Wehner. John, always appreciate getting the chance to talk to you, and we'll talk to you on Friday morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Garrett. Talk to you Friday.